Something is in the air in Prague's Old Town Hall. An exhibition titled Other Air gives the public a chance to see both a retrospective of Czech and Slovak surrealist art from the last two decades, as well as surrealist works from renowned international artists. In addition, the exhibition features a rich accompanying program with surrealist films and readings and a bilingual catalog with surrealist texts and poems. The ambitious project kicked off in February and will be running in the Czech capital until April. I spoke to artist and member of the Czech Surrealists, Kateřina Piňošová, about the exciting and unusual project.
There are about 450 works by not only the members of the Czech-Slovak Surrealist group, but also our friends from abroad. We have Kathleen Fox here from England, who I consider the marvel, I mean, of a creator. And then we have Bill Howe, his drawings here, Stephen Clark. We've got the most famous names are Jan and Eva Schwankmeier. There are four sections here, and the first section is called The Object. The second, the magnet. The third, the spring, like spring well. And the last one is the lightning, which is very important. That's the opposite of love and death, Eros and Thanatos. And also we have this aspect of defenestration here, because in this old town hall, the most famous defenestration happened in the past. And we created something which is, say, like a porn grave, because that for us represents the opposite poles of love and death.
What other projects? I believe this project is quite ambitious in its nature. So what other events linked to the exhibition are taking place in Prague?
There are films showing in Pondrepo Cinema every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. And there are films by Jan Schwankmeier, by David Jažab, who are all members of the group, but they are filmmakers too. And we have also this French Nicolas Sornaga, his film that is showing on the, for example, on the 6th of March. So I believe that will be in French too. And then we have Jan Daniel, for example, and Martin Čihák's short films here. And then we have every Thursday we have readings and showings or projections. So the works by the current members of the group are read at these evenings.
So lots of interesting events going on in Prague right now. Now, how would you describe surrealist art, and how would you describe the Czech contribution to this stream of art?
It's always very hard to explain what surrealism is for us who actually participate in collective activities and who actually share the same view. It's not ideology, it's not real movement in the sense of these isms, you know, like expressionism and stuff like that, because I think it's the way people live and the way they perceive the world, like how deep they would go to explore themselves and the world. It's not only about the unconscious, it's about all human being, all sensibility. So this is what we share, and I think this is about surrealism. The exhibition shows it pretty well. It's not anything bizarre. It is not fantasy. It is what we call reality in reality. So this is really exploration of individuals that we share, and then we combine it, and then we collectively play with that. I must say that I think our group has the most members. I mean, people who are really, each individual is active, creative, and we do work together. But I think we do represent for many foreigners, actually the kind of a little kind of island in the world where they can go and where something is really happening within what they are looking for, this sensibility.
Kateřina Piňošová, a member of the Czech Surrealist group, was talking to me about the Surrealist Other Air exhibition there.